riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local. Your evening newscast is brought to you by Hit and Run Drive-Thru Convenience Stores, celebrating 50 years in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking. St. Clair County man charged with organized retail theft. I'm David Olenbiddle. Here's what you need to know. Illinois State Attorney General Kwame Raoul today announced criminal charges against a St. Clair County man over alleged possession, purchase, and sale of purported stolen retail merchandise, including tools, electronics, and lawn equipment, all estimated value nearly $250,000. The charges are the result of a multi-jurisdictional investigation facilitated by Raoul's Organized Retail Crime Task Force. Garrett Bass, 22, of Cahokia Heights, Illinois, was charged with a Class 2 felony, which is organized retail crime. That's punishable by up to 7 years in prison. Many more details on the case are online at riverbender.com. The first steps in the creation of a shared-use path along Illinois Route 159 just south of downtown got underway in Edwardsville on Friday, today, March the 17th. When it finishes this summer, the 10-foot-wide off-road path will connect Magnolia Street to Madison County Transit's Goshen Trail. The city has brought on Stutz Excavating, which will begin clearing the area where the 2,700-foot path will be constructed. Efforts will be made to preserve and later replace trees and plantings between the path and Route 159 in the Plum Street area. Many more details, including a layout of where the work will be done, can be seen online at riverbender.com. People who have cardiac arrest might benefit from CPR, yet many people who witness those events don't perform it. That's why OSF St. Anthony's Health Center in Alton is hosting an upcoming first aid and CPR training class so Riverbend area residents are prepared to take action when needed. The first aid and CPR training class will be held on Thursday, March the 30th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the hospital's Perpetual Help Center, led by a certified instructor. Space, however, is limited and the deadline to register is Monday, March the 27th. It is $65 per person. Registration can be completed by giving them a call at 618-920-6816. Schnucks in the Urban League of Metro St. Louis today announced that Schnucks customers and the company donated a total of $120,000, helping to support the Urban League through the third annual Roundup at the Register campaign. They did that celebrating Black History Month through the month of February. Customers donated $112,766, and Schnucks provided the additional $7,234. The campaign ran from February 1st to February 14th. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Illinois announced today the seizure of cryptocurrency valued at nearly $24,000, all from an account believed to be involved in a fraud scheme against an O'Fallon resident. U.S. Attorney Rochelle Aud Crow said many of us are still learning the facts about buying and trading cryptocurrency, and in many cases, scammers are targeting the vulnerable. I appreciate the collaboration between the O'Fallon Police Department and the U.S. Secret Service for their efforts to help recover the victim's funds. Many more details on the case and cryptocurrency are online attached to this story at riverbender.com. Lockport Township High School took a 2-0 lead in the third inning, blowing the game wide open in the fifth, scoring four times with a pair of two-run homers, then scoring four more in the seventh, two coming on another two-run shot, and holding the Tigers to just two hits, both by Andrew Hendrickson. The Porters took the 10-0 win Thursday afternoon. That game was played at Tom Pyle Field. The St. Mary's Catholic Chargers 8th grade girls volleyball team captured the Southern Conference Tournament Trophy for 2023. The tournament's held every year, capping off the season for the Southern Springfield Catholic Athletic Conference. The winner also receives the SSCA Tournament banner. The Chargers went undefeated in the Southern Conference this year, 9-0 in regular season play, with a combined record, including postseason tournaments, of 21-3. This newscast was made possible by Hit and Run Drive-Thru Convenience Stores, celebrating 50 years in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking.